What I've got for you this week are some very powerful exercises. And what we're going to work on mainly is mindset. You know, our mental game. You know, just like top businessmen and top athletes, you know, they need to work on their mental game in order to stay at the pinnacle of their abilities, in order to take those consistent actions that lead to success. Artists like you and me, well, we need to work on our mental game too, so that we're always moving forward as we want to be, you know, and able to connect with our audience. So what I've got for you are a few extremely powerful exercises. Exercises that will have an immediate impact on you, but which you can also use again and again, you know, as you need them as your career unfolds. So these are very valuable. You will see how you can change these exercises in ways to suit your circumstances as you move forward. Now, you may have heard this story before, but I just want to tell you this story about how, you know, a few years ago, I booked a gig. And I booked it, this particular gig, because I'd quit a job I'd gone to school 3 years to get, a career job, after a year on the job, just so I could be a rock star. And, you know, I was in my room and I'd worked on demos, I'd practiced songs, I'd built press kits, stuff like that. But I looked up after several months and realized I still hadn't even played a real gig. How was I ever going to be a rock star if I hadn't played a real gig? So I put a band together and booked this gig and invited everyone I knew. And, you know, my parents and family members traveled to be there. And, you know, my new girlfriend was there. And more than 40 friends actually showed up for this weeknight gig in downtown east side of Vancouver. And, you know, the band and I had practiced maybe 6 or 7 times. And, you know, musically, in terms of tightness, we sucked. You know, my amp was grounded wrong and the mic shocked my lip all through the first song. And, you know, midway through the set list, I just wanted to get to the end. I was a deer in the headlights. And I wasn't present at all, and it was a disaster. And it happened in front of everyone I knew. I literally writhed in agony for 3 days afterwards, horrified at the shame of it all. I mean, what did I expect to accomplish with this one gig? But the damage was done. And it was not until I did this next exercise that I finally defeated the effects of that gig. You know, and what I'd done, this exercise, you know, it came to me kind of as an inspiration. I mean, I'd gone for a walk down to the river here in Ottawa, sat on the grass, and I had my notebook with me. But I spontaneously got this idea. And, you know, when I was finished doing this, I mean, I felt the impact viscerally. I mean, I felt physical change to my body as a result of this exercise. It was that powerful. And, you know, because I had this personal experience, right, and it had impacted me so profoundly, and in fact, you know, I believe it led to the best gig I'd ever had. You know, a year later, when I learned about, you know, that in fact what I had followed was a scientific process and that was being written about by well-known authors and scientists, you know, and when I heard of and I read them describe this process in different ways again and again, you know, because I'd had that personal experience, you know, I became a student. And through even more personal experiences, I became a believer. And what this process is, what it's called by many people in any case, is envisioning or visualization. And what we're going to do in this exercise is actually feel the feeling of the best moment of our lives, as you may recall from week one, while envisioning the context of our most disappointing gig. And why this is going to work so well is because, you know, your subconscious, it takes as real anything that you think, feel, or experience, whether it happened out in the world or whether it happened in your imagination. And there's a lot of good examples of this. I mean, I should add too, like the more intense the emotional experience of an event, the greater the impact it'll have on you, right? Just imagine a movie, for example. You know, a movie that's got some very intense scenes. I mean, whether you like it or not, you find yourself thinking about the characters in that movie the next day. You're thinking about them the next week. It just pops into your mind, right? It could pop into your mind a month later, even a year later. And that's because the emotional intensity of that scene emblazoned itself onto you. You know, you can even imagine cutting your finger with a knife and part of you recoils, right? I mean, your imagination is very powerful, and that's why visualization is so powerful, and it's really the power of it comes in the intensity of the emotions. And why this has such a capacity for change for us too is that that's what our beliefs are made out of. Our beliefs are made out of a lot of different events and experiences and influences that we've had, right? And our brain is being very powerful, a very powerful organ in our body. Well, the fact is that we're receiving millions more stimuli from our five senses that we could ever process, and our brain filters out what we need to make quick decisions, right? Well, what it also does is it builds concepts and takes shortcuts so that you don't have to consciously construct logical patterns. These just become your beliefs, and it just automatically refers to them, right? And they're made up of all those experiences that you've had in your life, the most influential being the most emotional. And once those beliefs are established, well, that affects the range of perceptions you're going to have, right? And so when you've got a set of beliefs and expectations that run counter to what you want to achieve in the world, right, run counter to the calling of your dream, you know, you find yourself in this place of conflict and in this place of confusion. You know what you want, but you don't find yourself going for it. You find your bodily reactions actually impeding you from taking those actions. And you're blocked, at least in large part, because of the emotional charge associated with those events and influences that are at the foundation of your beliefs. Okay, so that's a bit of theory there for you. But what I can tell you is, until you do this exercise, you are going to remain in a state of conflict. You're going to remain in a state of confusion. You're going to have a very difficult time advancing in your music career in the way that you want. And so I urge you to participate fully in this exercise and get the most out of it, and not only do it once, but do it a couple times this week. Do it a few times this week so that you really go the distance. Very critical that you go the distance. And I'm going to show you exactly how to do that very, very shortly. In fact, what I'm going to do is set things up here a little differently. And I'm going to need a few minutes to do that. And while I do that, I've got something for you to do so that you can also get prepared to do this exercise. And that's coming up right here. Next. Okay, so here we are. Now, you might be wondering, what the heck am I doing? Well, actually, this is a classic meditation pose you might recognize. And this is what I recommend you do for this exercise to get into this position. Now, make sure you're comfortable, of course, and you want to sit up straight. You definitely don't want to slouch. You might want to put a cushion under your butt there just to so that you're tilting slightly forward, but as long as you're not slouching, you're good. Now, your hands, you're going to want them like this, face down, like palms down or palms up, or you can even have your fingers together, like however you like, right? Typically, I'll just relax like this. Or like this. And for the duration of this exercise, you're gonna want your eyes closed. Okay, so you're just sort of sitting here like this. Now, are we just gonna sit here and watch our thoughts flick across our mind? Well, no, actually. But before we begin, we do have to relax a little bit. Okay, so you're gonna want to relax and the best way to do that is just to take some deep breaths. Okay, so what I like to do, what I recommend you do, is just breathe in for as long as you can, like slowly. Breathe in slowly, as much as you can, and then hold it. Hold your breath at the top, and then until you can't hold it anymore, and then empty your breath slowly all the way until you're completely empty, and then hold your breath out basically for as long as you can before letting it all back in again very slowly until you're completely filled up and you hold it for as long as you can and then let it out slowly till you're completely empty and hold that for as long as you can and you repeat that for a couple of minutes and then let your breath return to normal again. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to demonstrate that. I'm not going to hold it for as long as I can because, that would just take too long. But I'm going to demonstrate that for a bit and then we're going to go into the exercise, okay? I'm just going to demonstrate that for a minute or so and then we'll begin the exercise. All right, here we go.
Okay, when you're ready, imagine the context of the gig you've chosen using all five senses. The venue, the people, your view from the stage. You can see out from your own eyes or see yourself from a distance or both, from behind, the side, the front, or all three. Take your time with this, just one detail at a time. The stage, what does it look like? Can you see the floorboards? What does it feel like under your feet? What does it sound like as you move across it? See the gear on stage. Are there monitors and speakers? Where's your amp located? Where's the microphone located? What's the lighting like at the venue? Are there stage lights? What does it smell like? Can you smell stale beer and sweat? Perfume? What's the seating like at the venue? Are people seated in chairs, at tables, or in rows like at a theater or a stadium? Or does this gig take place at an outdoor festival? Do you have props on stage or a banner or other signature items to create ambiance? What are you wearing? What instrument are you playing? Is there a band on stage with you? Go over your playlist in your head. Feel the cage of the microphone against your lips or the pick between your fingers. Look out at the crowd. Can you see the faces of the people in the crowd? Can you see into the eyes of the people? Can you hear their voices? Do you know some of those people? Can you see that person in the very back left corner? Can you feel their presence? Take a swig of water and feel it refresh the back of your throat as you swallow. Now, hear the sound of your guitar and your voice in the mic. As you address the crowd, you're introducing yourself and welcoming the audience to the show. And now, you're playing one of your songs. As you do this, start to feel the feeling of the best moment of your life. Really feel it. Go back for a moment to that episode in your life when you felt that best moment feeling most intensely. Be there in that context for a moment. Recall it, get into it, and start to build it up. And bring it to your gig. See the people, look into their eyes. See the audience as a whole and feel this amazing best moment there at your gig. Let the feeling wash over you. This is the one and only opportunity you'll have to be with that audience. You know you'll never see those people in the same way again. All of you sharing that moment together right now. And you want to know who everyone is, who they really are. You look out and you see each person's innocent, hopeful, dreaming self, free of judgment, free of self-consciousness, full of genuine interest, curiosity, love. Let the feeling get bigger. Build it up more and more. You're sharing this feeling with the people in the crowd. You're sending it out. And they're sending it back. Powerful waves of emotion pour out from you and ripple through the crowd, and they return magnified, doubled, and then tripled, and then quadrupled in size. It's intense and wonderful, so powerful, remarkable. It's bigger than you. It's staggering, almost overwhelming. Make it bigger, amplify it, magnify it, intensify it. Let it wash over you again and again. Lift your hands in the air if you feel like it. Cry out. Keep it strong for as long as you can. Now the audience is standing and singing your song with you. You're loving them and they're loving you. There's wonder on the faces. You have arrived. You're living your dream. The song comes to an end and you're getting a thunderous standing ovation. There's just one emotion in the room and it's blowing the roof off the building. It's sending shivers up your spine. The song ends. And you bow your head and acknowledge the crowd. Hands open and forward in humble appreciation. You are the focal point for the emotion in the room and it goes beyond you. You're celebrating something bigger with the audience. You've been willing to share all the way, and the people in the audience have come along with you. Take a moment to imagine the truth of this role. Realize that this is who you are. How does it feel? A little bit scary? Be with that feeling. Just be with it for a while. Accept it. And then, very gently, shift. Look it in the face. And be okay with it. Attach no judgment to it. Just be okay with it. Feel natural about it. Assume this identity. This is who you are. Realize this truth.
Okay, so I hope you can see from that demonstration how this is supposed to work. Okay, and it really, the effect it's going to have for you is really going to depend on how much you get into it. You know, how much you bring up that best feeling that you've ever had while visualizing that scene, that best gig you've ever had. Or, I mean, that worst gig you've ever had, turning it into the best gig you've ever had. And doing that has the power to change you, to change your beliefs. You know, it's a real experience that you are treating yourself to here, of the kind that you know, it's going to break down all sorts of negative limiting blocks inside you, okay? It's going to bring to you the best gig you've ever had. It's going to bring it closer every time you do this, not just to you, but to everyone around you. This exercise is that powerful. And, you know, I can't stress this enough. You really want to do this, you know, just start by doing it once. Go all the way.